Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's just so blessed to be here today. Amen. Amen. You know, we just entered a new year. We stepped into a new year. Wow. Can you believe it? 2026. And as we all know, even myself, I was making, you know, last December, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this in the new year. I'm going to do that. And a lot of people are making resolutions and have some goals and some goals that they even miss in 25 that they're bringing into the year of 26. You know, for some of us, we want to lose weight. We want to get healthy. We want to get in shape. We want to save money. We want to change maybe bad habits that we may have had in 25. Amen. We just want to make some, you know, doesn't have to be big changes. It could be small changes. But when you do something 30 days in a row, it becomes a habit. But you start little by little. Amen. And in the scripture that we're going to be talking about today, Paul reminds us, right, that the greatest goal, church, the greatest goal is not self-improvement, but it is spiritual pursuit. In other words, spiritual growth, spiritual maturity. Amen. So this is not a message about standing still or surviving or even settling. No, this is a message about pressing forward, moving forward, looking ahead towards the mark. Amen. Mm-hmm. And even in the scripture we're going to be reading, we find here Paul is writing from prison, yet his spirit is not confined. Amen. His body is chained, right? But his faith is still moving forward. He's got the congregation, the churches that he built. He's got the people in mind. And if anyone had a reason to stop or even slow down or even look back, it was Paul. But instead, this is what he declares. So let's go to the book of Philippians, and we're going to begin in chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Let me know when you're there. Philippians chapter 3. Verses 13 and 14. And we are going to break down these two verses today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what it says. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is Paul speaking. He's saying in the beginning, I do not count myself to have apprehended. In other words, he says, I have not arrived. God is not done with me yet. And let me tell you, that is very encouraging, because if the Apostle Paul could say that, then there's grace for all of us. For all of us still growing, because we are growing. We are going from glory to glory. Every day we should be going from glory to glory. Every year we should be going from glory to glory. In other words, every day we should be pressing forward to be more and more like Jesus, to have a better character. Amen. Every day, just improving ourselves. Amen. In the maturity of the gospel. Spiritually maturing ourselves, going forward, fixing our eyes on the Lord, because this is where the high calling comes from. Amen. It comes from the Lord.
Amen.
But look at what he says. I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. He says, forgetting those things which are behind. He says, I'm letting go of what's behind me. So we need to forget those things which are behind. In other words, what happened in 25, you can't bring it into 26. We're in a brand new year. And Paul doesn't mean that you're gonna forget everything that happened. No, it doesn't mean that you're gonna leave behind the memories. No, he means that you should refuse to live in the past, because you need to move forward in the future that God has for you. So for a lot of us, including myself, the things that I need to leave behind is my past failures, my past mistakes, mm-hmm. my past sins. Because nobody's perfect. I'm just Bernice. I may have a title that the Lord gave me, but my identity is in Christ and my name is Bernice. And I fall short. Amen. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. We fall short. And the word of God says we fall short from the glory of God. Yes, we do. But one thing I do is I repent and I confess and I move forward. And God says, all right, get back up. Let's go. We got work to do. Amen.
Amen.
But I can't live in my past failures. I gotta come into the new year leaving that behind. Leaving behind regrets even. My past regrets.
Amen.
I can't live
Amen.
With regrets. I gotta move forward. We have to also leave behind past successes. Yesterday's victories cannot sustain you today. Because God is doing something new. This is a new year. What you had victory in last year doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have victory in this year. The way God healed you last year, amen, what he told you to do in order for you to walk in divine health doesn't mean it's going to work this year. God is doing a new thing. God is always speaking. What worked for you last year may not necessarily work for you this year. So what we got to leave the past behind. You got us. For some of us, there's past pain. There's hurt. There's betrayal. There's disappointments. Some of us had losses. Amen. Again, Paul is not saying to literally lose your memory. No, memories are good. And memories must remain with you. But but we need to let go of some of the hurts that we had, some of the disappointments, some of the discouragement. I was very discouraged last year. Amen. Not just as an individual, but also as a minister of the word of God. Very discouraged. Amen. Many times that I had to depend on God and his word to encourage me and lift me back up. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, pain is real. Hurt is real. Betrayal is real. Disappointments are real. But we cannot bring that from last year into the new year.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And the reality is this, the reality. Some people can't move forward because this is what happens, because they keep rehearsing what went wrong last year.
Yeah.
They keep going back to their mistakes. They keep going back. Oh my God, I remember when I did this. No, forget those things. Leave them behind. That's what Paul is saying. Forget those things which are behind. Forget it. That's not,
Amen.
That doesn't matter. God already forgave you for those things. God is not even looking at your failures. He's not looking at none of that, mistakes, regrets, nothing like that. He looks at you with the eyes of love. When he sees Amen. You, he sees the Lord, his son.
Amen.
And in God's eyes, you're perfect. There's nothing you can do wrong. Amen. So you gotta stop rehearsing those things and stop rehearsing of what happened and what you went through last year, because you cannot drive forward. Amen. Listen, you cannot drive forward while still staring in the rear view mirror.
Right.
Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna collide. It doesn't work. So God is saying, don't carry yesterday into tomorrow. And this is what Paul is saying. Forget those things that are behind. You see, we know the life of the Apostle Paul, right? Paul had to forget all of his self-righteousness, right?
Yeah.
We know that he had once trusted in. He also had to forget all of his sins, and I'm plural, right? Sins that he committed. Remember, he witnessed the first martyr, Stephen. He's the one that was persecuting Christians. Right? He was persecuting those who had put their faith in Jesus Christ. And likewise, we, the church, we have to forget all the things that we've done wrong, right? And also quit trusting in any goodness of our own. Again, it's not about us. It's about the goodness of God. It's not about our goodness. It has nothing to do with us. Amen.
Amen.
But man, God called you. He chose you for such a time for you to press on and press forward and not allow anything from the past to detour you where God is taking you. Amen. Look at what, let's turn to the book of Isaiah, one of my favorite chapters, Isaiah 43. Let's go to verses 18 and 19. This is the word of the Lord. Isaiah 43, 18, 19 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" Amen. And what here in this context, what he's talking about is, listen, God was prophetically telling the Israelites through the prophet Isaiah, listen, I'm doing a new thing. I'm gonna come up with a better covenant, the new covenant of grace, because this old covenant ain't working for you guys. You know, it's just full of law, and none of us, he's saying, none of you can. If you break one law, you broke them all. And there were 613 laws. Can you imagine 613 laws? Oh my goodness. Just thinking about it can give us heartburn. Amen. Imagine that we have to follow 613 laws. Impossible. But just like the Lord is saying, you take those words into context for today. God is doing a new thing. God is always doing a new thing. God is always working, leading his people, the church, to a greater future. God is always working behind the scenes. You may not see it. You may not feel it. But that doesn't mean God is not working. God is the way maker. He is the miracle worker. God is always working. And this is the truth. This is our reality right here. God cannot take you where he wants you to go if you insist on dragging what he told you to release, which we just spoke about. We gotta release the past things, the past failures, the past successes, the past pain, the past hurt, the past disappointments, the past betrayals, amen, the past regrets, the past mistakes. We have to release that and leave it in the past. Amen. God does not need a perfect past to give you a powerful future. Amen. God is working. God is working. God is working inside of you. Are you allowing the Lord to mold you, to shape you? Because God wants to do something beautiful in you. He wants to do something beautiful in this ministry. Amen. So we need to forget those things which are behind us. Amen. And move forward. Amen. Verse 13b, right? This is what he says. And let's go back to Philippians 3:13. And it says, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. So this phrase means that we gotta stretch forward, right? Move forward, but with intensity, with intentionality. Amen. Like a runner, he leans towards the finish line. He fixes his eyes on the finish line and he goes. He doesn't look to the right. He doesn't look to the left, because if he does, it will slow him down. Right. Amen. So Paul is making a comparison to a runner. Our life as a Christian compared to a runner. Amen. So we got to fix our eyes on the mark, on the goal. And faith, amen, we got to fix our eyes on Jesus and fix our eyes and run with faith. We got to run with faith. Amen. And faith is not passive. Faith reaches goals. Faith reaches not just goals, but it reaches those places that you in the natural cannot reach. We got to reach for a greater intimacy with God. That's a reality. We got to reach forward. We got to do things that will bring spiritual growth, spiritual maturity. And how do we do that? Amen. We got to reach for greater intimacy with God. We got to take time to be with God. We got to go into our prayer closet. We have to get into our Gethsemane, which I call my prayer closet. Amen. We got to reach for spiritual growth. We got to reach for spiritual maturity. You know, it reminds me of the third book of John 1:2, where it says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. In health, just as your soul prospers," right? So if your soul is not prospering, then all the other things are not going to come into order. Amen. But we gotta be going from glory to glory. We gotta grow spiritually in the word of the Lord. And we gotta reach for purpose. We gotta reach for calling. We gotta reach for that maturity that I'm talking about. Amen. And again, you may not be where you want to be, but you got to thank God that you're not where you used to be. Amen. Because when we look back at last year, I am not the same person.
Yes.
I am not the same person. I have become bolder. I have become more assertive. And my key was to grow deeper with God. And my intimacy with God, it may not be where I want it to be, but it's not where it used to be. Amen?
Amen.
So that's we go right. From glory to glory. So we got to reach for purpose. We got to reach for calling. We got to reach for maturity in Christ Jesus. Amen? Listen,
Amen.
It's not about us. It's not about me. This is not my ministry. This is the Lord's ministry. I'm just a vessel.
Amen.
I'm a vessel that God placed for such a time to raise up this ministry where he wants it to be. Not where I want it to be. Where he wants it to be. Because I'm walking by faith. And I'm asking the Lord, guide me. Direct me. Direct my steps, Lord. Because I don't want to miss it. Amen. So I'm
Amen.
Reaching. I'm reaching towards my calling. I'm reaching for purpose. I'm reaching for spiritual growth. I'm reaching to be at a greater level of intimacy with God. Because if I want to reach for those things that God has called me to do, I gotta pursue these things. I gotta reach ahead, leaving the past behind. Amen. And
Amen.
Our posture as a believer is not backward looking or looking behind, but it's forward reaching, looking forward. Amen. That should be our posture as a believer. Look at what it says in Hebrews 11:6. Let's turn there. The book of Hebrews 11:6. It says, we're talking about faith, right? Because
yes.
Faith is not passive. You got to put action behind faith. Remember, faith reaches with action. So we have to be intentional about being intimate with God. We have to be intentional about wanting to grow in the things of the Lord. We have to be intentional about reaching the purpose and the calling that God has for our life. We have to be intentional. Amen. And in Hebrews 11:6, look what it says. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder, right, of those who diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Our faith in Jesus is what pleases God. And if we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then God is pleased with us on the basis of what Jesus has done for us, not what we do for him. Amen. Remember, I said it's not about us. It's
right.
always about the Lord. And God is pleased with us. Amen. Because
Amen.
It's based on the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And faith is believing that God is, not that he was. Amen. Listen to me.
Amen.
God is, not that he was. And it also has to have the element that when we seek the Lord, we know that he rewards us. Amen. And we don't do it for the rewards. We do it because, man, the Lord Jesus paid an awesome price for us.
Yes.
He paid an awesome price. He paid our full debt. Amen. And we got to believe, amen, that God can do something. And we always got to be in the expectancy, believing, God, I know you can do this. I know you're going to do this. I know what's impossible for men is possible for you. And
amen.
The reality is, not believing that he will do it, it's not faith. It's not faith. And our walk is by faith. And it says here, we read it, without faith, you can't please God. You just can't. Our walk has to be by faith. You gotta say to yourself, I know that I'm going to reach that mark. I know that the church is going to be built. I know that people will be saved, restored, healed, and delivered. I know because it's a promise from God. It's a promise
Amen.
From God. Amen?
Amen.
This is his ministry.
Amen.
And if his ministry, it is his will, it is his bill. God will provide the finances through people.
Amen.
God will provide. I'm not the source. God is.
Yes.
So we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. And yes, we got to declare, like we've been doing every Wednesday, declare that monies will come from the north, south, east, and west because, amen, because God is the one that touches the hearts of people to give.
Yes.
And
amen.
When people give, they're giving into good ground. This is solid
yes.
ground. Beacon of Light Church is solid ground. It was founded on solid ground.
Amen.
We have the word, and when we give out the word, it is uncompromised. And my heart's desire, my passion is to set people free with the truth of the word of God. It's to
Amen.
Disciple people in at this time. This is why we have Bible studies. We don't just have Bible studies so that we can learn a scripture because we're, you know, these Bible stories are for new beginners. No, these Bible stories are for Christ followers. Because every time we study the word of God, God shows you something different. So if you think
yes.
you've arrived, then you've missed it. Because no one has arrived.
All right.
Amen. Because
Amen.
God is always Amen. Teaching. And I look forward to the Bible study because I am growing through these Bible studies. And I already did these Bible studies. Amen. And I'm doing it again. I did it for school and I'm doing it again. But guess what? God is speaking to me through these Bible studies. And God is showing me new things. Amen. So when the Paul says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. In other words, I do not count myself to have arrived. And we know Paul. Oh my God, he wrote most of the letters in the New Testament. He got revelation from the Lord, and he never said he's arrived. I pray that you will not say that you have arrived, because none of us have until we go home to be with God. God is always talking. God is always teaching. God is always correcting, but it's good correction. It's to mature you. Amen. It's so you can be at a place where you go from glory to glory, so that you don't remain stagnant. That your gifts don't remain dormant. Amen. Mm-hmm. God is pressing in so we can press forward.
Amen.
God is the one that nurtures your heart. You know what? You should be doing this. This would be good for you. And it's the Holy Spirit that convicts, not man, but the Holy Spirit convicts. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, Bible studies are good, because this is where discipling comes in. And we're not called to make converts. We're called to make disciples.
Amen.
Does conversion come with the territory? Yes, absolutely. But what's the point of somebody converting when they don't even know the word, when they're not being discipled? It profits them nothing. They'll return right back where they were before they received the Lord. And the whole point of sharing the gospel is that in God we can grow. We can grow from glory to glory. We need to renew our minds. It's a process.
Amen.
Because the word says, do not be conformed to this world, which leads to no good, which leads to failure, which leads to downers, which leads to even death. Do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the only way you can renew your mind is by studying the word of God. And Bible study is studying the word of God. And this is a daily process. This is not a once a week process. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm preaching right now. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's my passion. Amen. That people get set free. It's my passion for me to deliver the truth of the word of God. So our faith is believing that God is, not that he was.
Amen.
Our faith is believing that God can do something. And not believing that he will do it is not faith. Mm-hmm. It's walking in doubt. And when you have unbelief and faith come along, guess what? Nothing happens.
Right.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
But when you have faith and nothing can move you from that state of faith, unbelief has no place to go but to go out. Amen. And then faith takes over. Amen. And faith can do the impossible. Amen.
Yes.
You just got to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 14, Philippians 3:14. It says here, I press toward the goal of the price. I press toward the mark. Amen. You got to press through. That means you got to press through resistance. You got to press through opposition. You got to press through your own efforts. Amen. Again, it's not about us. It's about the Lord. What are we doing for God? If there were no obstacles in your life, there would be no need to press on. To press forward. But you know what obstacles does? It makes you to press on and to push forward and to exercise the word of God. It says, I am more than a conqueror. I can press through. I can get through these obstacles. They're not gonna stop me. I'm gonna continue to press forward. And I'm telling you right now that this year, 2026, it will have challenges for you. It will have challenges for me. But guess what? You need to press forward anyway. You need to press when you're tired. You need to press forward when prayers seem unanswered. You need to press forward when progress feels slow. Amen. We need to press forward. I need to press forward, even though every time I pass by William Floyd, I see the piece of land there and I see nothing happening. I need to press forward even when the progress feels slow. Again, it's not about me. It's about God. God is time. And the right appointed time, that sanctuary, that temple of praise and worship, Beacon of Light Church, will come into existence.
Amen.
And we don't press forward because it's easy. No, we press forward because there's a prize. There's a prize and it is worth it. Amen. I press forward because at Beacon of Light Church, we're going to see deliverance. We're going to see salvation. We're going to be seeing healings take place. We're going to be seeing signs and wonders. We're going to be seeing miracles. Amen. And you got to press forward. It's not about me. It's about doing what God called me to do for that neighborhood, for our families. Amen. It's about pressing on. Resist the devil. It says, you know, the word of God says, you know, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Resist the devil and he will flee. Devil is your number one opposition. He wants division. He doesn't want that church to be built. He doesn't want people to be saved. He doesn't want people to be healed. He doesn't want people to walk in liberty. No, he wants people to remain in bondage, to remain sick, to remain with symptoms, amen, to remain hopeless. Mm-hmm. But God came to change all that. And we are witnesses to the good news of the gospel. So God has called us to press toward the mark. Press what mark? To see people saved. To see people restored, delivered, healed. To see the miracles, the signs and wonders. Amen. It's not about the enemy. It's about the Lord. The Lord started ministry during Pentecost. He started his ministry for the 3 years that he was here on earth. Amen. And then he went home to be with God. Amen. But he's seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for me and you on a daily basis. Yes. He's working behind the scenes. Amen. Amen. Yes. God is working for us. God is for us. He is never, never against us. What we have to do, we got to press. We got to press through. We got to press through the hiccups. We got to press through the obstacle. We got to press through the challenges that you may face. We got to press through opposition. We got to press through distractions. Amen? Because they're there. They're there to stop you from pressing towards the mark, from reaching your goal, from reaching your prize. And let me tell you, the best reward that I have all the time is to see lives change, to see lives transformed, to see healing manifest, to see someone that was hopeless coming to the hope of the Lord, to see someone that was faithless to come into the faith of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at what Galatians 6:9 says. Let's go to the book of Galatians. And it says, and let us not grow weary. Some of us grow weary, right? I have.
Yes.
Amen. This is what Paul is saying. Let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen?
Amen.
We cannot grow weary, right? Let me tell you, I cannot grow weary. When I pass by the piece of land in Shirley, my heart cannot grow weary while I'm doing good. For in due season, I'm going to see the harvest of all our labor that has not gone in vain. Amen. We will see the harvest of a temple being built in the Shirley area, a temple where the community will come and will have a safe place for them to come and worship the Lord and dance to the Lord. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Amen. They're going to walk in freedom. They're going to be delivered. Amen. They're going to be healed. They're going to be saved. They're going to want to come into those temple doors. And when they leave those temple doors, they will not leave change, because they're going to remain as a vessel of light. They're going to remain as a beacon of light that God has called them to be for their families outside of the church and their jobs. Amen. Amen. On the streets, wherever they go, at the grocery store, at the gas station, we are called to be beacon of light. Amen. And I put on the email, we are the beaconeers, amen, that God has called for such a time.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't use the word lightly, because in that word beaconeer, it means that we are a vessel of light. We are a beacon of light for the Lord.
Amen.
We are the light and salt of the world. As God is, so are we in this world. And I'll tell you one other thing, that God is the ultimate beacon of light in this world. He is the ultimate beacon of light. Amen. But God has graced us and called us beacon of light for such a time as this. Amen.
Amen.
So we cannot grow weary. Amen. Right now, this is the last place you want to grow weary in. You got to see the temple already. See the design. See the steeple. Begin to see and imagine what the temple's going to look like. Amen. Imagine it. So yes, we do grow weary. Yes, I have grown weary last year. Amen. The year before. Yes. You know, sometimes I wake up, I said, oh, I don't want to minister. I don't want to preach. Lord, help me. You know?
Yes.
Being real. Amen. I'm being honest. Some days I just want to stay in bed. This morning was snowing here. The sun wasn't even out. Amen. And physically my body is tired. Amen. But God,
I press on
towards the mark, because there's surprise. There's people waiting, amen, to be delivered, saved, restored, and healed. Amen. Yeah. I press on. That's what I have. I see the people that God is calling. I see freedom. Amen. So I press on. And the way we keep from being weary and fainting in our minds is to consider ourselves to continue to study. We got to continue to be in the Word. We got to ponder, like I said, ponder. Amen. Reflect. Oh, my goodness. When we get those doors open, people will enter in. God already told me, you build it, I will fill it. You build it, I will fill it. Amen. And we got to build, because God is our source.
Yes.
He's going to supply what we need to build a sanctuary, and it's going to be in His timing, not mine.
Right.
At the right appointed time, God will build. Amen. It has nothing to do with me. Amen. My job is to press forward, to keep in tune with God, to keep getting direction from God, to keep in tune with the Holy Spirit in His guidance. Amen. That's my job. I got to be deliberate and intentional in being the Word, studying the Word, examining the Word, getting revelation from God, meditating on the Word of God. God, you said that what the enemy intended for evil, you will turn it around for my good. Well, God, the enemy has done a lot of crazy things, but I know that you are turning everything around for my good. It's about speaking the Word. Speak the Word. Confess the Word. Proclaim the Word. Declare the Word. Amen. And the phrase in where it says here in due season, right, means that there's an appointed time when our harvest is ready. Amen. Listen, the church will be built. The harvest will come. And let's be real. Farmers don't plant their crops one day and reap the next day. Doesn't happen that way. Farmers plant seeds. And those seeds have to be watered. Those seeds have to be nurtured. Those seeds need sunlight. Those seeds, amen, will reap at the right appointed time. They don't reap the next day. So it takes time for the seeds to germinate, right? And to come to maturity. Likewise, our spiritual seeds need time to grow. We don't change overnight. Listen, the habits that we had when we came to the Lord, it's the same habits that we had that day and the next day. It took time for us to slowly, through the process of renewing our mind, to get rid of those old habits. Amen. Habits that were not good for us. Habits that didn't allow us to grow in the Word of God. Amen. So likewise, spiritual seeds, they need time to grow. Our seeds, the word of God, when we plant it in our hearts, the word, when we plant it in our hearts, it needs times to grow, right? But how do they grow? Meditate on the word. Decree the word over your life. Decree the word over your family. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's go there financially, right? Let's go there financially. Why not, right? Those who don't understand this may get upset when they give money in an offering, right? Because they may not be seeing a return right away on their giving within 24 hours. People expect to give and expect to have a return within 24 hours. Yeah, God can miraculously work that way, but sometimes it needs time.
Yeah.
You know, financial seeds, it needs time. Financial seeds need to be planted well in advance of need. Just as farmers, right? They plant in the spring for the harvest they need in the fall, correct? Well,
yes.
There needs to be some advanced planning when sowing spiritual seeds, right? And the promise that we see here is a promise of reaping, of reaping and sowing, right? And the promise of reaping is conditional on us not fainting, on us not growing weary, because weariness and fainting are both results of losing the battle over our thoughts. Remember I said the way that you stop from being weary or fainting while you're doing good, while you're doing the Lord's work, is to keep your eyes on the word, focus on the word of God, because your mind has to be renewed. Because your mind, Satan is always talking to come against what you learned, to come against what you know about the word of God. Amen. And in Hebrews 12:3, we're not going to go there, but it says that we faint in our minds. And there are people who are still going through the motions of believing God, but have fainted in their minds. So they have become weary. They may believe God, but they become weary in their minds. And the word of God says, out of your heart, the mouth will speak. So what are you pondering about is what you're going to speak out of your mouth. So if you're watching the news over and over and over and you're not being in the word, you know what's going to come out of your mouth? Criticism, judgment, negativity, because that's what your mind is listening to. But when you're in the word of God, amen, positive things come out. Encouragement comes out. Edification comes out. And the reality is that the Lord looks at your heart and knows your innermost thoughts. Amen. God knows everything. God knows what you're thinking even right now. God knows exactly. Maybe when I spoke about financial seeds didn't sit well with you. I don't know that, but God does. Because he knows your heart. He knows the intentions of our minds. And in Hebrews 12:3, we're not going to go there. I'm pressed for time here. But it also gives us the antidote to weariness and fainting, where we must consider the Lord Jesus and the suffering he endured. In comparison, any problems that we have really are nothing compared to what the Lord Jesus went through. So we can definitely encourage ourselves that just as Jesus prevailed, right? He prevailed at the cross. We can also prevail if we faint not. Amen. We can prevail in all things.
Amen.
Because we have the mind of Christ. And you have to know that. We have the mind of Christ. Amen. We got the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind, the word says. It's not about fear. Fear is not from God. Amen. But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. So keep doing good. Do not grow weary while doing good, for in due season, you will reap. We're going to reap. You're going to reap individually. You keep sowing seeds. And let me tell you, you sow financial seeds, you will see a harvest. You will get monies unexpectedly. I've been planting financial seeds since I came to the Lord. And over and over again, God has proven himself over and over and over and over again. He is an extravagant giver. Amen. I've had promotions. I've jumped from grade 6 to a grade 11 in a matter of months. Come on. That's a salary jump. Amen. That was almost 50% jump in salary. Who does that? God did that. Why? Because I've been planting financial seeds all along. And at the right appointed time, I saw the harvest. And God is not done. He's still operating in promotions. He's still operating in bonuses. These are financial seeds that I have planted. They have not gone in vain. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Philippians, right? 3, 13, 14. And it says here, we just read, I press toward the goal for the price of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul focused on the price, which is not the problem, right? The price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul's focus was not on his chains, was not on the critics that were around him, was not on the circumstances which he was in. Remember, he was in jail. He's writing this letter in jail. He is in chains. He is in bondage. He is surrounded, amen, by a cell, in a cell, amen. So he wasn't focused on these things. It was on the call of God that God placed in his life. And the price that he's talking about here in this verse, remember, he pressed towards the goal for that price. The price that he's talking about is becoming more like Christ. It's finishing the race with faith. Finishing what the Lord gave him to do is the prize that he was looking at, is hearing God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." He wanted to hear the words. I don't know about you. I want to hear those words. Amen. When I'm done here on earth, when I enter those pearly gates, I want to hear the Lord say, "Thy good and faithful servant, job well done, enter in." Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this year is not about chasing titles. It's not about chasing applause. It's not about being in the limelight. It's not about being in comfort. Amen. It's about answering the call of God. It's about answering heaven's call. Amen. Because God has given all of us a high calling, which is a calling in ministry. There's a calling in the purpose that God has for us. There's a calling, Father God. There's a calling in Father God to see people set free, to see people delivered and restored and free from bondage. That's a high calling. Amen. And the high calling is to know the Lord even more, to be more like him, to finish what the Lord started in you. Amen. And God says in his word, if I call you, I've already equipped you to do the work of ministry. And it's about pressing forward. Amen. And one scripture, you don't need to go there, but in Matthew 6:33, it says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. So we got to put God first in everything we do. God and his kingdom should always come first in our priorities. And when they are, God will supernaturally take care of all the natural things that we need. Amen. Because God is our source. God is our provider. And the greatest scriptural example of this has to be Solomon. Remember Solomon, when the Lord asked him what he wanted, he put God in his kingdom first. The Lord, Solomon didn't ask for riches. No, he says, no, give me wisdom so I can build you a temple. Give me wisdom so I can discern whose child this is. Give me wisdom so I can govern the nation of Israel well. Give me wisdom. And he did this ahead of his own needs. Amen. And my prayer to God is, Lord, give me wisdom. wisdom so I can finish the work that you started in me. Give me wisdom. I don't need riches. I need wisdom. I need direction. I need guidance. Amen. And as we know with Solomon, all that he asked came to pass. He built the most beautiful temple in the nation of Israel. And no temple has ever or will ever compare to the temple that Solomon built. Amen. So in conclusion, hallelujah. And in this year, you know, we just began this year, you know, God is asking, what are you still holding on to? What are you still holding on to? What are you afraid to release? What are you afraid to let go? I mean, these questions are for me too. When I minister the word, God is ministering to me also. Amen. Are you willing to press forward? Are you willing to press towards the mark? And yes, we may have stumbled last year. I may have stumbled last year. You may have stumbled last year, right? But we don't need to stay down. We don't need to stay there.
Amen.
And maybe you didn't finish strong in 25, but you can start strong this year in 26, right now. Amen. And this is the reality. We can't reach forward, right, until we get free from the past. And Paul said that he was forgetting the things that were behind and then reaching towards the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So let's declare right now, right now. I don't need to hear you, but from your own space where you're at, just declare, I'm not going backward.
Going backward.
I'm not standing still.
I'm not standing still.
I'm pressing forward.
I am pressing forward.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.